Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As we round the corner of this virus crisis, many investors are starting to think about what the focus of their portfolios should be, which sectors are expected to outperform and underperform as we move into a new normal. Alan Gillespie is a chartered financial analyst with FinTrust Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. Alan is also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back.
And so where are you focusing right now? What areas look good to you?
What we're seeing in the stock market in terms of sectors or thematic things, I mean, obviously one of the plays are different, I call them various forms of cash. So you're seeing the metal sector, you know, gold and silver mining companies moving up. Companies whose business models are insulated from shutdown, so anything that is predominantly internet sales related. Essential services, you know, you saw that move from, say, restaurant sales to eat-at-home sales facilitated by a website. Healthcare, obviously, the focus on healthcare. Now, within healthcare, it's been a little uneven because as you sort of ramped up people who are doing research and diagnostic testing, you saw some pullback in things that might be elective surgeries. In tech, you kind of have the build-out of 5G and remote work, and obviously you're hearing about rural broadband. Then you have the whole stay-at-home trade, so everything from food to entertainment. You're seeing themes related to just balance sheets, companies whose balance sheets are in better shape than companies that had a lot of debt. You're seeing companies who are also engaged in what I call healthcare information services. And then ultimately kind of some longer term things under the hood just related to, say, within aviation, but obviously drones and things like that probably still okay versus, say, passenger aircraft. And then obviously things that support government or critical services. So things like utilities have held up reasonably well.
Okay, how about areas that we should definitely be avoiding?
Large group entertainment is going to be a challenge for a while. You know, sit-down restaurants, travel, and particularly international and leisure-oriented travel. I think we're going to see some real bizarre effects in supply chains that were long or predominantly sourcing, say, from Asia back to the U.S. I think those are going to have to be remade. You're also seeing concentration risk issues, for example, with pork supply companies shutting down in Iowa. That takes about a third of industry capacity offline. So you're going to see some supply chain disruptions. So the longer that supply chain, the more vulnerable it is, the more moving parts to it, the more difficult to get it back online. So things with long, complex supply chains probably going to be more difficult than things where you have shorter, more immediate supply chains.
And now with the possible repatriation of manufacturing of some items, does that also dictate higher costs of these products?
Yes and no. I mean, we have seen sort of the response rate. To a degree, the market is less concerned about cost versus availability. And that's just kind of the change in thinking and reliability and redundancy. Obviously, the reason for the big trade out to China historically has been labor costs. But, you know, with robotics and things, I'm not sure. I mean, we just saw a case where a bunch of diagnostic kits that were sourced from China had to be sent back. We're seeing things like that. So just quality controls. Ultimately, you need the product to work. You need the product to be available. That's more important to the customer than the final price.
And Alan, I remember the last time you and I discussed a topic on this program, it was about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and those guys. How is all of that faring? What is your outlook there with this new environment?
We actually think it's helping to establish this as people worry about physical transactions and the value of their currencies. And actually, you've seen some of the personnel from some of the key cryptocurrency websites actually move into government now to help support it, because with the paycheck money, not just the paycheck money, but the unemployment money, they're trying to figure out how to actually get it to people. And you know, one of the things that got discussed was downloading an app and just sending it to them via cryptocurrency. So basically skipping the banking system and going directly to people's phones. Now, whether they deliver dollars or, you know, cryptocurrency, but you basically see the infrastructure. So if anything, I think current crisis environment is showing there's probably more legitimacy to the story than I think people fully appreciate, particularly when you look at the personnel moving behind the scenes, some of the items being discussed, not only in this country, but around the world and how people are transacting.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for the update.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Alan Gillespie is a chartered financial analyst with FinTrust Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.